Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman. Remember, my Avram Goldar. Now it's time for our Grand Pop Quiz. 21 questions on 21 topics covering 7 blot in Maseches Megillah, going from Daf Chaf Hey all the way to Daf Lamed Aleph. Just a reminder, it's more important to answer the questions correctly than to answer within the time that I prescribe. So if you need more time, just press the pause button. Here we go. Question number 1. Which Daf do we learn that we silence someone who says, Akansi Por Yagil Rachamecha? That's on Daf Chaf Hey. Good. Number 2. Which daf do we have a machlokes regarding which parsha is considered parsha shkalim? That's on daf chavtes. Good. Number 3. Which daf do we learn that we read two parshios of the klalos, one before Shavuos and the other before Shoshana, in order that the year end with the klalos? That's on daf lamed aleph. Good. Number 4. Which daf do we learn that anyone who learns halachos every day is muvdach to go to olam haba? That's on daf Chavches. Good. Number 5. Which daf do we learn what we do with Tashmishei Mitzah and Tashmishei Kiddush when they're no longer used? That's on daf Chavav. Good. Number 6. Which daf do we b'malchus regarding when Parshas Shkalim is read when Rosh Chodesh Adar is Erev Shabbos? That's on daf Lamed. Good. Number 7. Which daf do we learn that learning the Parsha of Karbanos is as if we brought them and we attain Kapara? That's on daf Lamed Aleph. Good. Number 8. Which daf do we have Malchokas regarding when Parsha Zachar is read when Purim is Erev Shabbos? That's on daf Lamed. Good. Number 9. Which daf do we learn that one can put one Sefer Torah on top of another? That's on daf Chav Zayin. Good. Number 10. Which daf do we learn that we do not sell city shuls since they belong to the public? That's on daf Chav Vav. Good. Number 11. Which daf do we learn wherever Hashem's might is mentioned, his humility is also mentioned? That's on daf Lamed Aleph. Good. Number 12. Which daf do we machlokes regarding what it means when we resume the weekly order in the fifth Shabbos? That's on daf Lamed. Good. Number 13. Which daf do we learn that one is not permitted to rent out beds for money in Yerushalayim? That's on daf Chavav. Good. Number 14. Which daf do we learn that we should be mevatel Talmud Torah for a Levaya and for Hachnasas Kala? That's on daf Chavtes. Good. Number 15. Which daf do we learn that to Moshe Rabbeinu, Yir Shamayim was a small thing? That's on daf Chavhei. Good. Number 16. Which daf do we learn that one who needs to call someone out of shul should first sit down in the shul and learn a little? That's on daf Chavches. Good. Number 17. Which of the one Rabbi Zakai said that one of the reasons that he was zochet to live a long life is that he always made kiddush with wine? That's on daf Chav Zayin. Good. Number 18. Which of the one that Rabbi Zera said one of the reasons he was zochet to live a long life is that he never got angry in his home? That's on daf Chavches. Good. Number 19. Which daf do we have Malchus Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim whether a public shul can be sold to a private individual? That's on daf Chav Zayin. Good. Number 20. Which daf do we learn that we read and translate the first story of the Chet HaEgel so that it should be a kapara? That's on daf Chav Hey. Good. And number 21. Which daf do we learn that the shuls and Batei Midrashim and Gaos will eventually end up in Eretz Yisrael? That's on daf Chav Tes. Excellent. That concludes this Grand Pop Quiz. I highly recommend doing this quiz soon again and in subsequent weeks to increase your fluency with the Simanim. This is Rabbi Avram Goldar, wishing you a great day and great learning.